This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is rolling to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Messer come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mott at the 28. Woo, that was a bomb, that was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, a late good morning to all of you here from ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Six boys games. The first one tips at noon. Marion Local and Maumee Valley Country Day. We've got coverage of that for you here on Scores Broadcast. And later on, Rushi and Tri-Village in the fourth game of six, and Fort Loramie and Miami Valley Christian Academy in the fifth game of six. In game number one, Marion Local 11-1, having suffered its first loss of the year on Friday to Delphin St. John 55-43, takes on Maumee Valley Country Day from the Toledo Area Athletic Conference, a club that is 7-5, a team that will start four sophomores and a freshman. Sophomore Ty Lewis is at 6'10". Interesting confrontation here, no doubt, Chuck, between Austin Niekamp at 6'9", and Marion Local, and Lewis, the soft at 6'10", of Maumee Valley Country Day.
Yeah, well, we got him listed as 7 feet in the book. But, yeah, it will be, but they're going to be two different types of players. And Niekamp might not be able to shoot over top of him with his three like he usually can, the people defending him, but they're going to have to prove to me that they have the toughness to hang with Marion Local.
Curious with regard to Lewis. I've got three lineups here for Maumee Valley. 7 feet, 6'11", 6'10".
Yes, you wrote 7 feet in the book, and that's the reason I was going to.
Yep, and I took that right off the Maumee Valley Max Preps roster. However, in the program here today, Lewis is not listed at 7 feet. He's at 6'10". And on the Toledo Area Athletic Conference site, he shows up at 6'11".
Right, depends on how he wears his hair that day.
And how many pair of socks he's got on.
Yeah.
Marion Local played Delphin St. John's on Friday night, lost by 12. It was a barrage of threes from Delphus, which pulled away late in that game. We've seen Marion Local already, Chuck, a couple times this year. Flyers have played extremely well, not a weakness, a complete team, which hopes to get its point guard back in a week or two. Everman, he's been out. Can you imagine how strong the Flyers will be when Everman returns?
Yeah, they put him out there, and they got one other person handling the basketball. That means you can get your shooters in the spot. They don't have to be the point guard. They're already really good. That's just going to make them better.
A buzzsaw on Friday night. Marion Local ran into it up at DSJ. Hard to explain. In its gym, Delphin St. John's is unbelievable. They throw in three-pointers, I think, off the rafters up there at Delphin St. John's. But Cameron Elwer for Delphus got in a little bit of foul trouble. Did score 19. Missed a chunk of the second half. But Marion Local just couldn't make a move. It was a one-point game after three. And Delphus outscored Marion 23-12 in the fourth. It was a 23-16 game at the half in favor of Delphin St. John's. Flyers had a strong third quarter. Coach Kurt Guttemiller of Marion Local said it was everything you want in a high school basketball game. I told our kids that we're hopefully going to play in bigger games than this one down the road this year. But for a January contest, it doesn't get any better than this. And it was packed. They were filled out onto the street, I think. Fans judging from the crowd noise as to whether three-pointers went in or not.
Well, I'll tell you what, that would have been a great game to watch. I haven't
haven't been in that Delta St. John's gym since I was a kid, and I can't believe that that school is still standing. But the atmosphere had to have been incredible last night. That would have been fun to watch.
As I mentioned, Maumee Valley Country Day takes part in the Toledo Area Athletic Conference. Leading scorer, averaging 23 points a game, is Kieran Stokes. He is a 5'8 sophomore. He scored 30 on Friday night when Maumee Valley defeated Emmanuel Christian. He was backed up in that game by 12 points from Nazir Wilson and 12 points in that contest from Ty Lewis, who's the big man in the middle. Maumee Valley doesn't play nearly the strength of schedule that Marion Local does. There is absolutely no comparison. I don't think I'm going out on a limb to say that Marion Local is a prohibitive favorite in game one. I think the other five matches today are probably fairly tight, tighter than this one on paper anyway.
Yeah, I looked down the roster. There's some good basketball matchups. And this one, you know, it is a fun one because we know how much fun Marion Local is. And to see a 7-footer and a kid that's averaging 20 points a game, it's only a sophomore, yeah, that'd be fun to watch.
We'll return with more from here at the MLK Classic in Fort Loramie. I'm Jack along with Chuck here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, Mitch Westerheide, Director of Athletics and Boys Basketball Coach at Fort Loramie, said that everybody at Fort Loramie so extremely excited about this year's field at the MLK Classic, which features some of Ohio's best basketball teams and individual talent. When starting the Classic 5 years ago, the goal was to feature some of the best West Central Ohio programs, said Mitch, and put them up against some of the best teams from outside the area. We believe, he said, we have another excellent field in store for our fans today, which is year four of the MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. Marion Local, Maumee Valley Country Day in game one. We've got the opening tip coming up for you in about 15 minutes or so. Versailles and Jonathan Alder in game two at 1:30. Minster and Tippecanoe, game three at 3 o'clock. Rushi Tri-Village, game four at 4:30. Fort Loramie, Miami Valley Christian Academy in game five at 6 p.m. And Anna and Tiffin Calvert at 7:30. Round out the slate. In game one, we've already alluded to key players in this contest. Kieran Stokes, 5'8 sophomore for Maumee Valley Country Day, 23.8 points a game, 3.5 assists per game. Ty Lewis, 7-foot sophomore in the post, 7.7 per contest, 9 rebounds, and 5 block shots per outing. Of course, Austin DeCamp, 6'9 for Marion Local, 19 points a game. He is a D2 Malone University commit, first team All-MAC Midwest Athletic Conference 1 year ago. Of course, Marion Local has a number of other fine players, Chuck, in addition to DeCamp.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we saw Grant Kramer just have a night the other night. He had 20, and Homan, just down the line, DeCamp, Arns, Hulsman, I'm sorry they say it wrong, and Mesher. Outstanding group of basketball players.
Yeah, Grant Kramer averaging 13 points a game and a sharpshooter from three at 35% of the year was, believe it or not, blanked on Friday night.
Really?
He was face guarded by Delphus St. John's, and he could not get a good look. And that's how you do it when you're defending a three-point gunner. Delphus St. John's has so many of them. The Blue Jays, difficult to defend. I really like Braden Mesher, 6'2 junior out front. He is a bull for Marion Local. He's strong. He can drive you right to the basket. He can spot up and shoot that mid-range J. Kurt Guttemiller, head coach of Marion Local, graduated from the Flyers in 1992. He played for the legendary coach Jack Albers. And after 4 years of college and choosing a career in education, he became a teacher at Minster High School, and he served as an assistant at both Marion Local and at Minster. At Marion for longtime coach Keith Westrick, and at Minster for longtime coach Mike Lee. Dontavion Fleming, third year head man at Maumee Valley Country Day, and it's a club which will run it up and down the floor. It had 63 points already in the scorebook on Friday night after three quarters, wound up defeating Toledo Emmanuel Christian 72-60. But Maumee Valley will want to push it. Marion Local may be a little more methodical, but the Flyers can run up and down the floor with the best of them, too.
Yeah, I mean, they got so many athletes. And if it turns into a track meet, it could be a tough night for Maumee Christian.
Francis Schulte and Rushi offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are Maumee Valley Country Day's got to deal with Marion Local's precision. It's a club which can score inside and out. Marion Local is very efficient in the half court. They can also run down the floor and take the fast break and score in transition against you. Maumee Valley Country Day's players said a few minutes ago to me, this is the best team by far that Country Day will have played against all year long, and they need to stay close up through the first couple of quarters or so. Those are the key building components for Maumee Valley and Marion Local. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. Francis Schulte, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors, available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. So much gratitude here today on scoresbroadcast.com to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge Wealth Management. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, Medicare and individual benefits, and Social Security planning. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to financial wealth to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Maumee Valley Country Day has left the floor. Marion Local shooting around to our left. Start of the game about 10 or 11 minutes away here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hello once again. It's the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. The Lidlifter game about set to start 5 minutes away. Marion Local against Maumee Valley Country Day. The Flyers 11-1 on the season in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Marion Local has beaten Versailles 56-51, St. Henry 58-50, New Knoxville 57-35, Fort Recovery 64-43. Shelby County Athletic League teams Anna and Botkins were beaten by Marion Local. We covered both games. 61-40 Marion over Anna, 63-36 Marion over Botkins. Maumee Valley Country Day 7-5 on the year. A couple of blowout losses to Mansfield Senior, 61-42, and another big defeat at the hands of Toledo St. Francis DeSales, 79-44. Close setbacks to Toledo Christian, 44-42, and Miller City, 65-64. Tough to gauge how strong this Maumee Valley team really is. It is a much weaker conference, obviously, than the Midwest Athletic Conference. The non-conference schedule for Maumee Valley, not very strong either. Last two wins, 72-37 over Northwood and 72-60 over Emmanuel Christian. Chuck, I guess we'll find out in just a matter of minutes.
Well, yeah, it's nice to have these teams that you don't really know, but you don't know exactly what you're going to get. But looking at their schedule and their games in Marion Locals, Marion Locals should be a prohibitive favorite, but you're going against a 7-footer and a kid that averages 20-some points a game. Both of them get hot, you could have a game.
Maumee Valley Country Day is in D6, like Marion Local. Maumee Valley plays in the Northwest District number 2. Right now, according to the RPI, Maumee Valley is a 4 seed of 9 schools. The 1, 2, and 3 seeds in that Northwest District number 2 in which Maumee Valley plays are Sycamore Mohawk, Ottawa Hills, and Toledo Christian. We've got starting lineups just around the corner. Atmosphere starting to get a little more electric with each passing minute here at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Fans filing in, and we expect by mid-afternoon this place to be nearly full. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee on Scores, broadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young student athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. Hey, we are your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie on South Main. We have truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So now we offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, too. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today and see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Public address here at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie is completing the introduction of the starting lineups for the Marion Local Flyers. It is Grant Kramer at guard, 5'11 junior, 13 points a game, 35% three-point shooter. He was blanked on Friday night at Delta St. John's. Ryan Holman, 6.5 a game, 6'2 senior forward. Austin Niekamp is at the post, 19 points a game, 6'8 senior. Cale Arnes at a wing, 6'3 sophomore, 4.5 a game. And Braden Mesher out front at guard, a 6'2" junior. Five football players on this Marion local basketball team. Maumee Valley Country Day begins on defense as Marion local wins the tap right away. Niekamp guns a three-pointer high left outside the arc. It's short, and the rebound down to Maumee Valley. Unusual-looking team with a couple players well under 6 feet, and then the near 7-footer Ty Lewis in the middle.
You got 5'1 and 7 feet. That's a strange combination.
Four sophomores and a freshman on the court for Maumee Valley. Attired in the dark navy blue, white numbers, Marion local, the home white, gold numerals trimmed in blue. Here's a driving reverse layup by Kieran Stokes. Leading scorer, nearly 24 a game for Maumee Valley, has it blocked, taken away by the Flyers. Marion local dribbles down the left side of the lane. It's Braden Mesher, shot altered, loose ball rebound, and it's garnered by Say Robinson. 5'4 freshman guard. Robinson and Stokes at guard. Freshman and sophomore. Jabrem Price, 6'3 soft and a forward, along with Nazir Wilson, a 6'2 sophomore, and Ty Lewis in the middle at 6'10. He's been listed as big as 7 feet. Turnover down to a right by Maumee Valley. Then Fort Loramie tries to go post up, and the Flyers give it right back. No score. We played a minute 30, opening quarter. Maumee Valley's Jabrem Price has the basketball, top of the circle. Glides down the left side of the lane. Good play. Took it to the rack. It just wouldn't go down. Did everything but go in. Marion Local brings it into the forecourt left. Here's a long three by the Flyers. Yes, sir. There's Grant Kramer with a three, making up for not scoring a point against Delta St. John's on Friday. 3-0 Flyers. 5:50 left opening period. Here's Jabrem Price, top of the circle, gives it to the three-point shooter, Say Robinson, from downtown. Swish! Robinson's got it. The teams match threes. We're even up three apiece. Marion local, forecourt, two are left. Mesher has it, gives it back to the three-point shooter. Kramer tries another one, a little strong. Weak side rebound, down to Kieran Stokes for Maumee Valley. He fakes left, goes right, around Holman, spins to the rim, it's on the iron, and it comes off into the lap of Kramer for Marion local. Down to Mesher, tied at three, we played nearly 3 minutes. Mesher at the foul line for the Flyers, works down the paint area, hands off below the rim to a teammate. It's laid up no good by Niekamp, and we've got a violation of some kind. Ball out of bounds off the Flyers, and we're stuck at 3-3 with just under five to play in the opening period.
That's twice Niekamp's shot has been changed being inside.
Lewis, nearly 7 feet on Austin at 6'9". There's a shot missed by Maumee Valley. Then a drive to the basket, but Price, he overshoots it. Marion Local snags the rebound. Mesher down the floor to Holman. Holman at the elbow on the right to Mesher. Oh, a nice lob down inside. Guess who posted up? 5'11", Grant Kramer. Took advantage of the size advantage. 5'4", Say Robinson was on him. And Kramer nets two. 5-3, Marion Local, 4:26 to go in the first. Here's a drive from the left corner. On the run, Stokes. It is high off the flange, no good. Rebound, Marion Local, quickly down the floor. Driving into the lane. It is Holman, no good. Rebound, Flyers, who throw it to Niekamp on the arc. Bingo! 3-point try by Niekamp. Perfect. 8-3, Flyers. 4 minutes gone, opening quarter. Dribble drive, say Robinson into the lane. Hand off to Ty Lewis. Lewis spins, ducks under with the left hand. He shovels it to the iron and crawls it over the front rim and through. The big man, Ty Lewis, scores a bucket. 8-5, Marion Local. 3:44 to go opening period. Mesher gives it up on the arc to Kramer. Stolen on the play by little Say Robinson. There he goes down the floor. Left-handed scooper. No, but he's fouled. And he'll shoot two. It doesn't look like Say Robinson, Chuck, at a little over 5 feet tall, comes up to the waist of Ty Lewis, a seven-footer.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He's out there playing point guard as a 5'1 freshman and doing a really nice job.
Yeah, but he's not much bigger than a point. Two free throws for Say. Shot is up and in. Robinson, 6.5 points a game. 8-6. Marion Local up two. 3:35 remaining. Opening stanza. Second shot for Robinson. One bounce. Spins the ball on his fingertips. And he's got it. 8-7 Marion Local. Here come the Flyers in backcourt against Oaken. Pressure ball lobbed ahead to Niekamp. Niekamp two on two, takes it to the rack, and Lewis got a piece of it. Niekamp challenged him. Nice defensive play, but Lewis, here is Maumee Valley down the floor, baseline right. Ball is fumbled away, but Lewis cleans it up. He's got the garbage and drops it through. Nice play by Lewis, the big man for Maumee Valley, to give the Hawks their first lead at 9-8. 3 minutes left to go here in the first period. On the dribble, it's Cale Arnes for Marion Local. 25 feet away to Ryan Holman. Ball whipped to the left side to Mesher. Popping out and catching is Kramer. Step back, three ball. Bullseye! Grant Kramer on the money. 11-9 Flyers. 2:41 to go, first quarter. Entertaining initial 6 minutes of this game. Maumee Valley Country Day dribbles into the forecourt to her right. It's Kieran Stokes. Tries to enter to the post to Lewis. Broken up, stolen by Niekamp. Outlet to Holman. Trailer Mesher in the lane. Back to Niekamp from three. Short, no good. Rebound Lewis. He went over two white jerseys to snag the board. Fed it up the floor to the three-point shooter. It is Kieran Stokes, the lefty. No good. Off the heel. Rebound, Marion Local. Frenetic pace to this game. 11-9 Flyers. 2 minutes left, opening period. Mesher on top. Gives it up on the play to Dylan Dirksen, who's in. 6'1 junior. Into the post it goes to Kramer. Kramer throws it on the arc to Niekamp, who misses a three ball, but a good rebound low on the right by Braden Mesher.
That was a strong rebound.
It sure was. He ripped it away from the Maumee Valley player and stuck it back in. 13-9 Flyers. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lewis at the foul line. Dumps it down to the inside. Open player. Layup good. Nazir Wilson. 6'2 sophomore. He bags a two-pointer. Flyers' lead is 13-11. 1:16 to go here in the first. Midcourt Mesher for Marion Local. Down the right side. Stops his dribble straight away to Niekamp. And they post up down inside against Robinson. It's caught. Leaping catch on the play by Grant Kramer, and he's bumped. He is said to be in the act of shooting. He'll get two. 13-11, Marion Local. 1:06 to go, first quarter. A briskly played first period of action. Free throw by Kramer. Front rim, back rim, good. 3-point lead, Flyers. Second shot upcoming. Couple substitutions aren't, and Niekamp come out probably for the duration of the period. He had a lengthy respite at the break. Second shot by Kramer, up and in. 15-11 in favor of the Flyers. Here's Price handing off to the driver, Robinson. Robinson tries that scooper from about 6 feet away. Marion Local says, not on our watch. And the ball is slammed out of bounds by Ryan Holman.
Well, Stokes averaging 20-some a game. He hasn't gotten a look yet.
He's got the ball in the left corner. Goes to Lewis in the post, who squares up. Misses a 12-footer. Rebound to Mesher of Marion Local. Mesher up and over the timeline. MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie, Marion Local and Maumee Valley in game one. Oh, a good overplay on the arc by Robinson. A good steal. Fed it to Lohan Schnorr in off the bench, a 5'11 freshman. And he hit the trailer. Price, who blew the layup. 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. 15-11, Marion Local leads. Here's Mesher, center circle. Gives it up outside the arc on the left to Dylan Dirksen. Now Mesher, 40 feet from the hoop. Vincek, Benazir, Wilson. Weave is on. Ball fed to Kramer, elbow on the left. Kramer advances to the left corner. Line drive, three ball, no good. Stick back at the buzzer, yes. Clock was winding down. Kramer beat the end of the quarter with the three try. And then there was a split second left for Mesher to get the stick back two-pointer and lift the Flyers to a lead of 6, 17-11 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So what a first quarter for Marion Local's Grant Kramer. He drilled home 10 for the Flyers. They lead it by 6. We pick up action start of the second quarter. Maumee Valley sets up a three-point shooter from the right wing. A long one by Jabram Price is in and out. Tough break. Did everything but go down through the net. Rattled in the cylinder and popped out. Marion Local forecourt to our left has a baseline pass spoiled by Maumee Valley. Out of bounds to the Flyers. 17-11. Marion Local leads it. Inbounded on the arc. It goes to Dirksen. Straight away to Arnes. Right wing, it's Kramer. Kramer behind the three-point line. It's good again. 13 points for Grant, making up for being blanked by Delta St. John's on Friday night. Three balls for Kramer. Here's a drive into the lane by Maumee Valley. Then Robinson flipped it back on the arc to the big man, the 6'11 post player, Ty Lewis, who missed a three-try badly, and Marion Local snuffed up the rebound. Here's Kramer down the floor to Niekamp. He takes Lewis to the basket, overshoots it. Rebound volleyballed into the corner, and it's Kieran Stokes for Maumee Valley. Cherry picking other way. It's Jabram Price for two. 6:44 to go here in the second quarter. Scoreboard reads Marion Local 20, Maumee Valley 13. Kramer up and over the timeline, being checked very tightly by number 3, Say Robinson. And there's a swipe, a steal. yanked by Yoke, or I should say by Stokes. Stokes with a takeaway. He took it the last 50 feet and laid it through. Robinson and Stokes put the double team on Marion Local. Got the theft and the two-pointer at the other end. Four straight by Maumee Valley. Hawks trail the Flyers by five. Niekamp high left, gives it up to Kramer between the rings. Uses the Niekamp screen to shoot the three. Hits the rim, backboard, no good. Rebound, Maumee Valley. Trying to make it 6 points in a row. Dribble drive to Price, into the lane to Lewis. Little head fake, pivots, half hook from 7 feet. In, out, rebound by Marion Local. Shot looked good. It was a fine take by the big man for Maumee Valley. It just wouldn't stay down in the cylinder. Five and a half to go here in the second quarter. And Lewis for Maumee Valley blocks the shot on the inside to Dirksen of the Flyers. It goes out of bounds. Inbounding, baseline, right of the rim for Marion Local is Arnes in the Niekamp. Oh, he's got a lane to the rim. Blew the cripple on the inside. Got the rebound back. Banked it home, and he's fouled. Niekamp to get the and one. 22-15 in favor of the Flyers. Chuck Maumee Valley. Within striking distance, easy for me to say, within striking distance of Marion Local. A lot of athleticism. Having played well so far, surprised the record is not better than 7-5, in fact.
Yeah, no, I agree. We haven't seen the competition they play, but they're pretty talented.
Free throw, Niekamp up and in. Marion Local ahead by 8, 23-15. Here's Lewis in the post, spins on Niekamp. Spins again, goes opposite to a three-point shooter, other side of the floor, and the ball is heaved into the Flyers' bench.
Problem was there was nobody over there but the bench.
23-15, Marion Local up 8. 5 minutes left to go, second quarter. Fairly high-scoring game so far. A lot of action, frenetic pace. Marion Local's got the ball outside the arc. It's Niekamp. Left wing, Mesher. Mesher hangs on, hasn't put it on the deck yet. Now goes to Kramer straight away. Kramer against Karen Stokes. Now Dirksen long distance. Niekamp catches top of the circle coming off a screen and drills it. Niekamp, a trifecta. 26-15 Flyers, 4:35 left, second quarter. Timeout, Maumee Valley on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivision, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Up so far, Chuck, Maumee Valley receiving a pretty strong taste of Marion Local's 1-2 punch. Kramer and Niekamp, they've combined for 22 already.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got inside, outside, and Marion, I thought they played a pretty good quarter and a half right now.
Up 11, Marion Local is inched ahead the double digits. Maumee Valley trying to stop the bleeding. Rotates the ball around the top of the circle. It is Charlie Gorski, only senior in the varsity roster at 5'10", handling the basketball. Gives it up to Stokes. Leading scorer, 24 a game, just under it. Has the ball outside the arc on the left. A long launch, three-point land, hit the rim, ascended all the way atop the backboard, and deflected off a cable. Stokes leading a score on the year for Maumee Valley, held to 2 so far. Mesher midcourt for Marion Local. Just under 4 to play in the second. 11-point lead Flyers. Down in the right corner, it's Kramer. Goes cross-court to Dirksen. Deep left corner, Niekamp. Mesher straight away. Looks for Niekamp in the middle. Not there. Goes to Dirksen, left wing, and he drains a three. That was Ryan Holman, my mistake. Holman pots the tray. Marion Local heating up behind the arc here today. Six of them already. 14-point lead. That was Holman who connected from behind the three-point line. And now the lead is swollen to 14. Here's a dribble drive by Maumee Valley. Say Robinson below the foul stripe. Arches it up in the air over Niekamp. It hits the rim. Sprays away. Rebound Marion Local. Ahead to Niekamp from three-point land. He triggers. No good, too hard. Rebound Maumee Valley. Forecourt to her right. It is Robinson. Dribble drive by him. Oh, he coughed it up. Taken away by Mesher. Lead out to Kramer. Kramer to the rack for two. Got it. Whew. Marion Local putting on a clinic right now, running the floor.
Yeah, they do a good job. They got a size, but they do run the floor really well.
Yep, Flyers are beating Maumee Valley at its game. Here is Jay Brem Price at the elbow on the right. Jump shots in the air. Got it. Jay Brem Price pops in a two-pointer. 31-17 in favor of Marion Local with 2:24 to go, second quarter. Niekamp on the arc, shot fake. Down the lane, he shut off, gives it to Mesher. Mesher foul stripe, hooks it back to Niekamp, who fades away, falls down, and makes the three-pointer to boot. Austin Niekamp putting on a show. The big man going inside and out. He loves the long-range shots. Here is Jay Brem Price, baseline right for Maumee Valley. Fading away, missing off the iron. Rebound down to Marion Local. It is Mesher up ahead to Holman, who looks at the clock. A minute 46 to go in the half. Marion Local's double the score on Maumee Valley, 34-17. Three-pointer, deep left corner, Arnes. It is skidding off the rim, no good. Rebound, Marion Local, right back inside to Arnes for an easy deuce. Talk about sharing the ball, looking for the open man. Flyers doing that well also. 36-17, Marion Local, 90 seconds left, first half. On Scores, broadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd at Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
That Marion Local has really put a hurtin' on Maumee Valley Country Day in the last 4 to 5 minutes of this game. The lead for the Flyers has swollen to 36-17. Here's a lob pass into Lewis, the big man, 7-footer, spins, herky-jerky move, up with the left, and he's got it. Banked it in around Niekamp.
He's got some good, smooth footwork. As a sophomore, this kid's going to be a ball player.
I would say so. 36-19, Marion Local up. A minute to go, first half. Niekamp straight away. Lewis comes out to guard him. Off in the right flank, it goes to Arnes. Arnes to Mesher between the rings. Left side pass to Kramer. On the bounce, wanted to drive, didn't. Marion Local is very patient this trip down the floor. 38 seconds to go, first half. 36-19 Flyers. Niekamp not guarded, top of the circle. Shoots it in and out, no good. Fine offensive board in the paint by Marion Local, and the rebound is wrapped up and fouled. Say Robinson picked it up. Only two on the team in the period. Fouls common. Marion Local throwing in. Baseline right of the rim. Mesher peers onto the floor. The playmaker goes to Kramer. Deep left corner. Fadeaway three. Hit the back iron. Kramer fell to the hardwood after releasing the trifecta. Let's see if it's a foul after the attempt or during the shot. He's going to get three. 36-19 Flyers, 28.8 to go, second quarter. Kramer at the stripe for Marion Local. Three free throws for him. It is up and in. He has got 15 big ones already in this contest for Marion Local. Grant Kramer, 5'11", junior. Keep in mind, this Flyers team does have a couple, three talented seniors on the varsity roster, but there's a wealth of talent who are underclassmen. Here is the second free throw by Kramer. Good. Third one rattles off. Rebound, Maumee Valley. By mistake, I looked down. He made one of three. He's shooting threes better than he is foul shots. Bad pass by Robinson to Maumee Valley. Stolen by Marion Local. 12 seconds to go here in quarter number two. 37-19 Flyers. Dribbling with the left hand is Mesher. Foul line in the paint area. 1 second left. Threw it to Kramer, who faded off the court. Far right flank. Missed the three ball. And the first half finishes. Marion Local 37, Maumee Valley Country Day 19, after two quarters of play here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Marion Local, which scored just 43 on Friday night in a 55-43 loss to Delta St. John's, the Flyers' first and only setback of the year, has 37 already here today against Maumee Valley Country Day, leading the Hawks by 18 points, Chuck, 37-19. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction and by Borchers Family Floor Center.
Well, they've got a 20-9 rebounding advantage and 7-0 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned it four times in the first half. Maumee Valley went to the free throw line twice, made them both. The Flyers went six times, made four. Individual scoring for Maumee Valley Country Day, they were led by 7-footer Ty Lewis with six. Then they got four from Bryce. They got five from Robinson, four from Bryce, two from their leading scorer Stokes, and two from Wilson. They scored 11 and 8, 19 for the first half. Marion Local, Grant Kramer, 16 points in the first half, including three threes. Austin Niekamp, 12 points, including three threes in the first half. They got four from Mesher, and they got three from Homan. Only four people scored, but they scored 17 and 20, and they lead it 37-19 at the half.
Chuck, what was that scoring difference in the second quarter?
It was 20-8.
As Marion Local outscored the club from Toledo by a dozen in that second period of play to boost that six-point first quarter lead to 18, 37-19 here at the half. Marion Local ahead of Maumee Valley Country Day. Halftime on Scores Broadcast brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction and Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction and Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction and Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We
welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
37-19, Marion Local in the lead over Maumee Valley Country Day. We're seconds away from the start of our third quarter. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. Got established way back in 1986, just one customer then. Today, four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. These regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for our local schools. Hey, if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Well, Grant Kramer for Marion Local picks right up where he left off. He had a hot first half. He gets the first 2 points of the third quarter of this game. And then Jay Brem Price comes right back with a hard drive to the rim. Good-looking shot with the left hand off the window. It goes down, and it's 39-21. Flyers in the lead by 18, opening minute of play here in the third quarter from the fourth annual MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Braden Mesher, Austin Niekamp, left flank. Niekamp, without the ball, is roaming below the backboard. Mesher on the dribble, top of the key. Being pressured by Karen Stokes. Ball flipped right wing to Cale Arnes. Again, Chuck, how many points for the leading scorer on the year for Maumee? 23 a game?
Yes, two.
Wow. Karen Stokes just two. Here's Austin Niekamp. He, too, picks up where he left off. Another three ball by Austin. Right on the button. Perfect shot. We were looking behind him. We saw the release. Ball was online all the way. And the score is doubled. Marion Local 42, Maumee Valley Country Day 21. We mentioned in the pregame, we figured Marion Local was the prohibitive favorite. Thought the Flyers would win easily. Much stronger schedule played by Marion Local, which is an experienced team, more experienced than Maumee Valley, which is quite young. And the Flyers lead it by 21 points. Here's Niekamp, spin move in the lane. And little half hook from 9 feet, fading away, danced off the rim, rebounded by Maumee Valley. Outside the arc on the left, it's Jay Brem Price. Gives it to a driver, Nazir Wilson, and he makes a curly Q move below the basket, corkscrew action. Got the shot up off the glass, was fouled, and he'll get two. Only 21 points for Maumee Valley in 18 and a half minutes of action. Good scoring by Marion Local, Chuck, but boy, the MAC in basketball, known for its defense, too.
Oh, yeah.
21-point difference in this contest. Free throw in and out, no good. Still 42-21. Leading scorer for Maumee Valley, Karen Stokes, sits down. He's on the bench. Second of two free throws by Nazir Wilson is in, and it's 42-22, Marion Local on top. Here's Mesher up and over the timeline. Mesher gets a screen way out on the floor from Niekamp. Hand off to Cale Arnes. Now Grant Kramer between the circles. On him tightly, Say Robinson. Ball thrown down the left side to Niekamp, who takes Lewis to the baseline. Ducks under him. He's within 6 feet, doesn't shoot. Hands off in the corner to Kramer. Right back into Niekamp, poked away, loose ball. Flyers get it. Kramer starts to drive. He's choked off. Hands on the arc to Holman. In a crowd in the lane, one of two navy blue shirts got him on the foul. A couple of free throws here for Ryan Holman, a Marion Local, 6'2 senior. The bulge is 20. Flyers 42, Hawks 22. 4:58 to go here in the third quarter. Foul shot good by Holman. We've got games 4 and 5 for you here on scoresbroadcast.com today from the MLK Classic in Fort Loramie. Brucian Tri-Village on the air around 4 p.m. for that broadcast, 4:30 tip or so. And then immediately following it, Fort Loramie, the host school, takes on Miami Valley Christian Academy. Second free throw by Holman. Bangs off the rim. Tie up on the rebound, and Maumee Valley benefits from the arrow. 43-22 is our score. Marion Local putting a hurting on Maumee Valley in game one of the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Here's a turnaround shot in the lane area by the big man, Ty Lewis of Maumee Valley. Really didn't get his head turned to look at the basket. His shot was errant. Didn't catch iron. Loose ball rebounding foul below the basket against Marion Local. And Maumee Valley will throw in. Ball fired into the corner. And then the ball laid off in the lane to Nazir Wilson, who misses once, twice. Persistence on the backboard, a foul against the Flyers, and Nazir gets two. 4:38 to go, third quarter. Arnes picked up the personal, 43-22, Flyers in the lead. Hard to imagine, Chuck, that Everman, one of the top players for Marion Local, good point guard skills, coming off a football injury, not yet on the court. He's probably 10 days away. Flyers will be that much stronger headed down the stretch of the regular season and into the tournament.
Yep. Well, when you add another athlete, you're only going to get better.
Wilson makes his first free throw, bends the knees, a number two, and it rolls around and goes in. 43-24, Marion Local up 19. Pressure backcourt by the Hawks. Arnes drops it off on the play to Holman. Holman left-hand bounce into the half court. Picks up his dribble. Oh, hits a teammate. Back cut to the rim. Running hard to the basket. Damon Kramer. Shot deflected. Loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Marion Local. Flyers retain it. Here is Holman. High right. Ball rotated at top the circle. Arnes catches. 4 minutes to go in the third. 19-point lead, Marion Local. Arnes at the elbow on the left. Has the ball clawed away. Stolen. Nice take by Price. Price down the floor to a teammate in the lane. Shot rolled off. Marion Local with the board. One-on-one in the lane. It's Mesher against Lewis. Hand off to the trailer, Holman, who ducks under the seven-footer and lays it in. 45-24, Flyers, 3:39 to go, third quarter. Maumee Valley's got the ball. Robinson Long three chucked up there. Hit the rim. Backboard. No good. Rebound Flyers. Forecourt right. It is Mesher. Far right wing to Oliver Hulsman, 6'3 junior. One of five football players on this Marion local basketball roster. The others are Everman, Ryan Homan, Cale Arnes, and Braden Mesher. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Flyers have the ball right in front of their bench. It's Arnes. Marion local content to work clock up to 21. We dip under 3 minutes to go in the third. Dribble drive, left side of the lane. It's Damon Kramer. C-R-A-M-E-R. Grant Kramer starts for this club. Marion Local, K-R-E-M-E-R. Here's a nice bounce pass from out of the arc. Inside it goes to Damon Kramer, who shovels the pitch on the arc to Arnes. He launches a three, no good short. Long rebound, Marion Local, which gets a timeout. 2:32 to go in the third. Flyers 45, Maumee Valley 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Oh, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly accepting applications in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in big demand. Two-point basket by Maumee Valley, and then Niekamp, top of the circle for Marion Local. Soft touch and a three ball. Front rim, backboard, front rim, hangs forever, falls off. Rebound out of bounds to the Flyers, who lead by 19, 45-26, with 1:39 to go here in the third quarter. Below the rim, Grant Kramer inbounding for Marion Local. Nope, instead it's Braden Mesher, who's the playmaker. Hit the elbow on the left, it's Niekamp. Back to the basket. Ducks under Lewis, left it short. Missed the shot against the 7-foot defender. Rebound down to Karen Stokes for Maumee Valley. And hastily he tears up the floor. Ball knocked away by the Flyers out of bounds. Leading scorer on the year, over 23 a game for Maumee Valley, Kieran Stokes has just four. Ball thrown in bounds to Ty Lewis, the postman, the near 7-footer for Maumee Valley, and behind the arc, he lets it fly short, hit the rim. Mesher streaks up the floor for Marion Local, punched away from behind, out of bounds to the Flyers, who lead 45-26. A minute 15 left in the third period. Ball lobbed into Niekamp. 7 feet away, left it short, no good. Hard-nosed rebound on the inside by Homan. Laid it up shy of the mark. Rebound Mesher fires to Grant Kramer on the arc. Bingo! He's got it. Grant Kramer from long distance. What a game for him. He's exceeded 20, Chuck.
21. That's his fourth three.
48-26, Flyers lead. 48 seconds to go in the third. Here's Jabram Price on the run down the right side of the lane. Hooks it up on the go off the side of the backboard. He was motoring speedily to the basket. Missed the shot. Marion Local snarfed up the rebound. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Flyers 48, Maumee Valley 26. Oh, here's a nice break to the rim by Mesher. He darted down the left side of the lane, left it short. Good late defense by Maumee Valley, who fires ahead to the post player, Ty Lewis, and his baseline eight-footer is good. 48-28, Marion Local leads. 9 seconds left in the third. Here is Holman, 30 feet away. Gives it up to Braden Mesher. He flashes into the lane. Shot blocked. Bodies fly in the right corner. And that's where the third quarter closes. 48-28. Marion Local over Maumee Valley. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
But Marion Local scored 11 in that third quarter, still leading by 20, 48-28. And we start the fourth. Marion Local throws it in against pressure from Maumee Valley. And quickly in the half court, the Flyers get a 3-on-2 rush to the basket. And driving in from the right wing is Cale Arnes. Took a good feed from Brian Holman. And Arnes put it through, was fouled. His and one, free throw missed. Long rebound down to Maumee Valley. Quickly up the floor, it's Price. Price leaves it out back to teammate Stokes, who hands it right back to Price. And he drills a trifecta. Long one by Price, who scored 9, had a good game for the visiting team. 7.5 to go, fourth quarter, 50-31, Marion Local. On the bounce, outside the lane on the left, it is Grant Kramer. It's Mesher, Mesher unguarded. He's got a lane to the basket, right down the pipe to the rim, and he teardrops it through. 52-31, Marion Local, 7:10 to go here in the fourth. Straight away, it's Price. Price throws toward the left corner to a teammate. Body drops. Price is on the hardwood, foul against the Flyers. So you can see where this club, Maumee Valley, Chuck, against lesser competition, would pose problems because of athleticism, quickness, the speed, the big, big man on the inside at 6'11". But Marion Local's got everything Maumee Valley's got, plus a lot more.
They got the experience that Maumee Valley does not have.
Exactly.
That's probably the youngest varsity roster I think I've ever seen.
At 4 softs and a freshman, and Maumee Valley is 7-5 coming into the game today. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate. Designed to help hardworking Ohioans, the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit FMBank.com to learn more. That's FMBank.com. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Austin Niekamp has just garnered three more points with a swish jumper behind the arc straight away. And the Flyers are out in front of 24 now. Biggest cushion in this game, 55-31 with 6:25 to go in the fourth. Back to the basket, Lewis working on Niekamp, baseline left. Tries to throw it to the cutter, Stokes. It's behind him and out of bounds.
Stokes is lucky he wasn't there because that pass probably would have knocked him out of bounds with it.
Yeah, this is a Maumee Valley Country Day team that's got a near 7-footer in the post in Ty Lewis. And then a 5-4 and 5-8 guard out front. Here's Marion Local trying to journey right down through the middle of the floor. It's Grant Kramer to the rim. Clawed away, stolen by Maumee Valley, which shoots a pass into the left corner from where Price nails a three ball. Good game for him. The corner tray of a Price, 55-34, Marion Local, 5:53 left here in the fourth. Braden Mesher down the right side. Gives it up to Niekamp on top to Braden. Braden on the bounce. Here comes the double team. He fires it cross court. Deflected. Caught in the lane by Arnes. Arnes to a teammate who took steps. No travel call. Long rebound. Marion Local. Niekamp overshoots a bomb. Weak side board to Stokes of Maumee Valley. With trails by 21. Near side pass to Robinson. Air balls a three. Niekamp grabs it off the floor. Outlets it to Grant Kramer in backcourt. Ball fed up ahead to Homan. These two teams playing out the string. Officials even letting some things go at this point. Here's a deep three right corner. Grant Kramer, you can count it. Wow, is he hot. Didn't score against Delphic St. John's on Friday. Making up for it, plus some here today.
Yeah, that's some defense if you can keep this kid from scoring. He's a shooter.
Yep, he was face guarded on Friday. Coach Guttemiller told me they just couldn't get a look. Delphic St. John's defended him that well. 24 today for Kramer, and Marion Local leads 58-34 with 4:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. Game one, fourth year of the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Here's J.Bram Price. Being guarded by Niekamp. Now a switch. Holman's got him. To Robinson driving through the lane. Feed off into the right corner to Stokes. The southpaw leading scorer on the year for Maumee Valley. Lets it fly. It skims off the rim. Rebound corralled by Marion Local. Hustling down the floor into the corner is Damon Kramer. Into the post it goes to Arnes. And we got a travel call against Marion Local. Flyers turn it over. 4:19 to go in the fourth, 58-34 in favor of Marion Local. Flyers at 37 at halftime. Marion Local's coasted here over the last two periods. Maumee Valley will bring it down. It is Say Robinson at the timeline. Throws high post to Wilson. Now to Lewis, the big man behind the arc. Arches it from distance, hits the back frame. Rebound way up in the air and down into the lap of Arnes of Marion Local. Arnes takes it baseline right. A runner, no good. It's long, but the step back is easy for Austin Niekamp. It was like a pass. It caromed off the backboard right to Niekamp, who gets a block at the other end. 60-34 Flyers. 3:45 to go in the fourth.
They got Kramer and Niekamp both in the 20s now. That's pretty balanced scoring.
Yep, they've racked up 44 points between them for Marion Local here today. Grant Kramer and Austin Niekamp. Ball inbounded baseline left by Maumee Valley. Stokes has it on the arc. Twists and turns around Arnes in the lane. Left it short. Defense by Marion Local on that 23-point score has been outstanding. Long pass down the floor by Marion Local. Shot altered in the lane. Maumee Valley back the other direction. Out in front is J.Bram Price for an easy deuce. 60-36 in favor of Marion Local. Ball being dribbled up and over the timeline by the Flyers. They'll go down low on the left to Arnes. Handoff to Kramer outside the lane to the left. That's Damon Kramer. Hits a cutter down the middle of the floor. It's Mesher back to the basket midpost. Baseline right on the play to Arnes. Arnes spins and hits. An 8-footer off the window. 62-36 Flyers. 2:45 to go here in the fourth. Here's a long left-handed three ball by Stokes. It is no good. It clangs off the rim. Long rebound garnered by Maumee Valley. Price, baseline left. Lost the basketball out of bounds. 62-36 in favor of Marion. Local with 2:31 to go here in the fourth quarter. We've got a temporary short-term timeout to get substitutions on the floor. Doesn't help us much in getting our sponsors inserted, though. Dribble drive, Marion Local, then the ball pitched on the arc. In off the bench, Brennan Hess. Good freshman, fine JV player. He chucked one up short. Rebound down the floor to Maumee Valley. Baseline left, it's Robinson. Robinson thought about going into the lane among a couple taller white jerseys, then thought better of it. Ball thrown baseline left to Lewis. Hooking foul against Marion Local. 1:58 to go in the fourth, and the Flyers lead by 26 points, 62-36. Chuck, this is a good comeback game for Marion Local, which lost at Delphus on Friday, returning to the hardwood on Sunday, and getting a nice victory against an athletic Maumee Valley team.
Yeah, that's a tough league loss. Delphus is no place that you want to go play basketball this year, that's for sure.
Maumee Valley with a miss. Marion Local in the half court. Bad pass. Steal. Maumee Valley barreling the other way is Harlan Poupard, a 6-foot sophomore in off the bench, as he barreled to the iron and scored two after the nice interception. A minute 24 to go in the game. 62-38 Marion Local. Flyers forecourt to our right. Isaac Moeller, 5'10 sophomore, has got it. Loops it to Damon Kramer. Elbow on the right is Brennan Hess. Here's a three ball, left side of the floor, arched up there by Luke Everman. It is no good. 6'3 sophomore couldn't get it to fall. And Maumee Valley has got the rebound. Forecourt left, it's Price with 52 seconds to go. Price, handoff, deep right corner, Poupard. Damon Kramer on the floor with Luke Everman for Marion Local. Here's an elbow jump shot by Price, 16-footer. Yes, he's got it. Superb game for him. 16 points to lead the way for Maumee Valley.
10-point quarter.
30 ticks to go in the fourth, 62-40 Flyers. Also on the floor is Braden Mesher. He remains out there for Marion Local. Brennan Hess in there, as I mentioned. Dribble drive, Damon Kramer into the lane. On the arc to Isaac Moeller. 10 seconds to go, and the Flyers will just dribble out the conclusion. Under five remaining. Marion Local by 22 over Maumee Valley. And that is it. First game of this year's MLK Classic in the books. Marion Local 62, Maumee Valley Country Day 40, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Well, these games here at the MLK Classic are played in rapid-fire succession. Very little time between games. And in our first game, Marion Local just played out the string. There were some timeouts on the floor late in the contest, but they were very, very brief. Just for the purpose of getting in substitutions, it is going to be challenging for us throughout the day, our three broadcasts, to insert every single sponsor as often as we would like. So consider today here at Fort Laramie, and then tomorrow at Versailles as bonus coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com. Two more games to follow. Rushi Tri-Village will be on the air about 4, tip-off 4:30 or later, followed up by Fort Laramie and Miami Valley Christian Academy. Game one goes to Marion Local, 62-40. MVP was Marion Local's Grant Kramer. He was special today, Chuck, as you take a look at the scoring.
Well, individually for Maumee Valley, they were led by Price with 16, and then the big kid, Ty Lewis, had 8. Going to go Clancy's player of the game. We're going to go with J-Brem Price for Country Day. On the other side, Marion Local had Kramer with 24 and Niekamp with 20. Didn't need any help there. They had 3 other kids with 6. But Kramer and Niekamp, players of the game.
This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney on Walpock Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Thank you.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, we close out our broadcast of Game 1 at this year's MLK Classic at Fort Loramie, Marion Local 62, Maumee Valley Country Day 40. Second game features Versailles and Jonathan Alder from over in Plain City. Game 3, Minster tackles Tippecanoe. We're back on the air around 4, Rushi against Tri-Village, and we will broadcast the following game after that. Fort Loramie against Miami Valley Christian Academy. Anna Tiffin Calvert close out the day. Don't forget tomorrow, Bryant Billing will be Mike's side from Versailles High School. Two games for you. Rushi girls against Waynesville in the girls MLK Classic at Versailles. Rushi Waynesville, tip at 11:30. On the air around 11. Then later on in the day, it is Division 7 Fort Loramie against Division 3 Bellbrook. A tip at 5:30, on the air about 5 for the late afternoon girls clash from Versailles in the MLK girls event at Versailles High School. Chuck fans filing in. It's only going to get more crowded as the day goes on. We've got some great matchups around the corner filling out the rest of today's slate.
They're good basketball teams. I mean, Versailles is I haven't seen them yet this year, but they handed Tip City their only loss, who was an outstanding team. I'm looking forward to seeing them. And then the next game should be a really good one. Minster, all that talent, and we'll see how they do against Tippecanoe. And then we got the two games we're going to do.
Rushi undefeated, Tri-Village, young, talented. Going to be quite a contest later on. Tip off at 4:30, Rushi Tri-Village. That's a long-awaited match. A lot of fans in the area, which follow both programs, really excited about seeing those two clubs lock horns in that 4:30 tip. And Fort Loramie, Miami Valley Christian Academy, which is located down in Newtown, between 275 and 71, extreme southeastern Hamilton County. That's where MVCA is located. Take part in the Miami Valley Conference. They meet Fort Loramie in a 6 o'clock tip. MVCA shoots the threes like crazy, and Fort Loramie will need to continue to defend as the Redskins boys team has been doing all year long. And then Anna Tiffin Calvert close it out as the Anna Rockets hope to get back on the winning track. Enjoyed our first game coverage. We did a lot. Hope you did too. Thanks to our online listenership, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Final score, first game once again, Marion Local 62 and Maumee Valley Country Day 40 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkin. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.